Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
I know when people play back that part, whatever, and they're going to hear that shit boom through their fucking ears. But that's how me and Cody like to come. We like to come all up in your eardrums, baby. So, wait a minute. Hold on.
Let me say that. Nothing to add to that.
You know what? We just going to move along.
That sounds like the move, my friend.
I mean, unless that's what you want, then. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not volunteering, but I'm a good citizen that likes to pay his taxes and do his due diligence of providing to the drip drops out there in the world.
I agree with everything except the good part.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm a bad Samaritan, and I like to, give back by fucking up your eardrums. Then that sound better. That's much better, right?
Maybe like a percent.
We up,
but you know, progress. I guess.
Hey,
got to start somewhere.
Hey, baby, new year, new me, baby. Come on now, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't say that in March, or is that just like a January 1st type thing, whatever? Like it's a.
That's strictly January 1st type thing.
Oh, okay. You know, New Year's would be my favorite holiday until I started hearing that shit. So now it's like, oh, yeah. Fuck that year then. Whatever. you still the same dusty-ass motherfucker I knew last year. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh. I know I'm cracking jokes and everything here and stuff, or attempt at jokes, I should say. But, I want to say something real quick. It's real serious, too. It's real nitty-gritty mm-hmm. out there in the world or whatever. Damn, was that a shadow that just flew by the window right there? What the fuck? That shit was moving at a speed of light. Hey, god damn. Shit. Me and windows, we don't get along. A balloon floats nearby. It's like, just look out a window. Like, it's almost like the signs are saying, hey, look, you're going to come out that house one of these days. We're going to get your ass.
It sounds like a premise for a short horror film.
Yeah. Yeah. They call it the Lookening. I don't even know how you spell that.
I was going to call it the window, but yeah, let's just roll with the look at it.
Was that No, that wasn't Poltergeist. What movie was it where the motherfucker was always looking out the window and he just sees that shadowy figure? I was like, damn, what was that now?
That could be so many things.
It was a specific horror film back in the day. I know they probably imitate that a lot nowadays or whatever shit. It's probably that scene.
Was it Halloween? No, maybe. I don't know.
No, it was a dude. It was like one of them demon type fucking. See, you getting your horror mixed up, Cody. That's supernatural.
Okay.
We talking about demons and shit.
Gotcha.
And you know the one thing that's never there to help you with them demons and supernatural? God. He's just letting shit run amok in the world, dude. He's just like, yo.
Hey, he's a busy man.
You know what? He ain't just blessing America. He got to bless all the other countries. He ain't got time. He's like, the humans can deal with that one. They got that.
Yep.
But on a serious note, man, I don't even know how to say this. I don't want to do a dedication or anything like that because I haven't asked or whatever, so I don't want to do that either. But I just want to make mention of it, and I want to send a shout out to my boy, my friend, my partner. My drinking co buddy there, whatever. I want to send a shout out to Ricky and his family. They mm-hmm. recently just lost their son, their 12-year-old son, this past week. And my heart goes to that family, man. That heart goes to him. He is such a great fucking dude. I can't even imagine or fathom what him and his wife are going through, and his other two kids too, as well, are dealing with right now, because he's got some pretty young kids and stuff. My mother always told me that a parent should never have to bury their child. It's weird because in the past 2 weeks, I've known four people that have lost their children now, whatever. And mainly, funny enough, not even funny enough, sorry. They've all been boys. They've been their sons or whatever. So I don't know what's in the water. I didn't ask what happened or whatever. That's none of my business, not my place, whatever. And I only bring this up to just show that he is in our hearts, his family. That dude has been nothing but awesome to us, whatever. And my heart goes out to you. And I want to say, as I told him already, if you ever need anything, please just let me know, brother. Because that is just, that was really a difficult thing. I got to tell you, there was a lot of grown men at this event yesterday that was thinking about it. And as he could see, he's got a lot of love out there in the community of people showing him some love right now. And it's just going to take time for my brother right there. So my heart is with that man. What's left of my heart, by the way, I don't have much of it left because it usually gets friend zoned anyway. Yeah, shout out to you, Ricky, and your family, man. I hope you guys prosper well through this trying time right now. So just wanted to knock that out of the boat right there because it's just been on my head for fucking 48 hours now. I just can't stop thinking about it or whatever. Hold on, let me just send this recording. Leave me alone. I was saying something deep, damn it, shit. Anyway, so with that said, I'm gonna do something that Ricky enjoys to do, and I'm gonna drink some tequila. Gonna talk some tequila, and I want to talk about that event last night too. By the way, oh my god, oh wow. We had some great bangers there, dude. Where do I even begin? Oh, first of all, Insulino, I got to get on this brand. I talked about it when I went to the Long Beach event last year, how I was just walking around with a cup sniffing this shit. I got to try their regular-ass Reposado, Cody. Which is aged in Pappy barrels, by the way.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Me and Yoon got to have this. As far as regular Reposados go, I might have been blown away by that shit. That shit was so fucking good. That shit was so amazing. Another Sergio Cruz product. This motherfucker, I swear to God, almost 50% of the brands that was there were Sergio Cruz, whatever. But oh my God, just so many products. That's a last drop. I don't even have to think about it, whatever. It was just so fucking great. It had a little, like, you know, usually Reposados stay in that middle of a Añejo and Blanco. Nah, this literally like felt like not standing. It literally felt like it took best of both worlds and just smashed it together. And you just got that essence of everything. So fucking well. That is my brand that I'm going to be getting for. I mean, honestly, I hate to even say this. I'm such a big fan. They might be rivaling Lost Lore as far as Sergio Cruz products or whatever go. It was just so amazing. Their regular episode that tastes that great. Amazing. Finally got to try that new Lost Lore Valley Blanco. What can I say about that? This shit is fire. Tesoro Azteca, who confirmed to me again that Ambarana cast is dropping this month. So I'm looking forward to that. But I got to try their extra Añejo. It's a last drop right there, man. That thing was a banger right there. Got to try Cabal's new Reposado, the Batch 2. That's a lie, probably. I'm glad Yoon was there too, because he's not a tequila guy, but I think he got into tequila. Matter of fact, he made his first tequila purchases last night. He bought 3 bottles.
Good for him.
He got into it. He's a believer now. Matter of fact, he was even talking about making his own at the end of one of the events. Matter of fact, it was at the booth that we went to at Fuck You Fest, Casa Loy. They remembered us too, by the way. They was like, man, when you guys showed up, that was when it was a party there or whatever. I was like, yeah, Cody was fucked up by that point, so he probably ain't gonna remember this, but
not too much.
But I was like, I remember you gave us those hats if we took photos and shit like that, whatever. And like, dude, they're high proof, bam, smashing it, man. I mean, I don't think I can say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Maybe it's recency bias. I don't think I've ever been to every booth at an event. Just banger after banger, man. I mean, that alone, I could have filled out a top 10 list right there for the year and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it was that incredible. Like these brands was just showing out. And then who pulled out something special on your boy? Yayo. They pulled out some of their I got to try that unfinished bottle of the Rosa Añejo. They had 2 different versions of it. 2 completely different tastes too. I said, God damn. I had Yoon try the Rosa Reposado from Yayo. He said, what the fuck? That don't taste like the previous Reposados we had. I said, I know that shit's crack, isn't it? What else did I get to try? Got to try some more Rufina. That's a mezcal small batch out there. Got to try that. That was fire. Man, I didn't even get to try everything. I finally got this bottle. I saw this at an event last August. Only reason why I didn't get it, the bottles are fucking expensive. Like, the extra añejo is $800. And he said he had it on sale for $400 at this event. But he also has some 500 milliliter bottles. Sold me one for $100. Look at that beautiful girl right there. Jack, Derek.
I love that. That looks awesome.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Cody. He poured some of this for me. I don't know why I still got it in the bag, by the way. I'm going to take it out of the bag. It's ceramic. It's heavy as well. It's a veteran, too. I forgot if he was Marines, I think, or whatever. Veteran base for this. He poured this shit. I told Yoon, shut the fuck up and sniff this real quick, whatever. He took a sniff. He walked away. I don't know where he went. He went into a corner in the dark, and all you see in the corner is a silhouette. Funny enough about silhouette is a shadow just doing it. Inhaling the shit or whatever and stuff like that. This shit, it was so good. I think the minis go for $200, but he had it on sale for half off. And when I heard that, I was like, I was even almost debating spending the $200 on it. That's how badly I was like, I got to have a bottle of this. I'm going to talk more about this when we come to Extra Añejo month, but damn. Oh, and it's a 16-year-old, by the way, too, Cody. Age
what?
Yeah, 16 years Extra Añejo.
What the fuck?
Honestly, for $100, Cody, I should have bought two of these because that was a sale.
I think I don't think I've seen a higher age Extra Añejo than that.
No.
I think it's the highest, right?
The highest I got is a 7-year-old, which is the G4 shit. So
yeah. 16 years. What the fuck? Okay. 16. This is uncharted territory right here.
And you'll notice a dude always suited and booted shows up, man. That Extra Añejo. Oh, that was like
16 fucking years, man.
Honestly, I can see that being in the top five at the end of the year. That might be in the top five right there. 16 crazy. Years. Yeah, that was crazy. What else? I'm trying to think of something else that we had. Yeah, I'm giving that a last drop. Yoon, I took him to this brand. I got to try last year. They are known, and they pulled out something special for your boy too. They pulled out their new Reposado because they only make Blancos right now because they're a new brand. They only make Blancos. They pulled out their special Reposado that's not released yet. And they was like, you know what? You guys are cool. I'm going to pour a little something for you. He poured that for us, showed us the bottle, let me take a photo of it. He said I could talk about it on the podcast too. And we exchanged numbers and everything like that, whatever. That Reposado, dude, I have never tasted a more cleaner Repo than that or whatever. I was like, damn, that shit tastes like water. And I don't mean that in a bad way neither. I mean, like, that shit's dangerous as fuck. His Blancos, though, are probably some of the purest agave spirit forward based Blancos I think I've ever tried or whatever. Matter of fact, to the point, I was trying to get Yoon into Extra Añejo as a nail because he's a whiskey dude. So I was like, let me get him away from Blancos, try that. But then once we got enough of that, I said, let's try the Blanc. I said, let's try this company right here because I think you're going to be impressed with them. He bought two bottles from them of their Blanco. And he almost damn near spent the whole night just talking to these folks about it. Like, he couldn't stop drinking that shit. He was like crazy about it. I want to blow Cody's mind though with, let me pull up the bottle here. Oh, that towel that I reviewed not too long ago. I tried their Extra Añejo in this little wooden kit. Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, fire, dude. Oh, shit. Yeah, that was really good. But honestly, I fucked up with Tao because my boy walked up by me. He was a little tipsy and shit. We taking a photo, and he stokes up, and he said, Jay, he's like, I was looking for you. Because he was like, I got something you're going to appreciate because I know you're going to appreciate this shit. He digs in his bag. I love at tequila events. You could just carry liquor around with you that you bring from home or some shit, and motherfuckers don't say nothing. You couldn't do that at a whiskey event. They confiscating that shit with the quickness or whatever. But he pulled this out, Cody. And you know what? Funny enough, before we started this tequila thing, we were at K&L together. That's when we bought the Puro Protro. Actually, we was already deep in the tequila game at that point. And we saw this one bottle at K&L, and we just looked at the price and said, oh. But man, does it look unique. The bottle of it look interesting and shit. And I don't know if you remember this. It was a black label, had gold lettering on it and stuff like that. Well, it looked like that right there, but this is a red one, obviously. The AMA.
That does ring a bell. Yeah.
And I remember me and you looking at the price and was like, man, that price, it was like $150 at K&L. They had the black one. I can't remember if that was the extra Neho or whatever it was. I think it was. But this one is an extra Neho. And it is, I got to show you the color on this motherfucker. I guess you can't see it that well in that photo, but that color on there, it was dark as shit. He said he got this one at Old Town Tequila in San Diego for $150. Because I don't know. I asked him, is that a barrel pick then? Why can you only find it there or whatever and shit? He's like, it's not a barrel pick, dude. And I must have had about 6 or 7 glasses of this, Cody.
Oh, well, shit.
This shit ended the night for me. I wish Yoon was here right now because he will tell you I thought JB was going to get us kicked out because he was trying to steal this bottle for the life of me or whatever. I kept asking and I kept saying, hey, man, you ain't drank enough. Drink more. Drink more. I don't give a damn how fucked up this dude was getting, dude. He would not let go of this goddamn bottle. I was like, God damn, that's some alcoholic powers right there. I got but he was pouring the shit out of it. He was like, yo, get some more then. I was just like, you might as well just give it to me to give me the bottle then. So me, I think Yoon spent 5 minutes just sniffing it. I think he had about 4 cups of it. I had probably about 6. That shit was a bona fide last drop. That shit did not taste like tequila, dude, at all. I thought it was whiskey. If you would have blind tested me, I would have thought that was whiskey. That's how fucking good that was. Damn. That ended my night. I had no more drinks after that. That ended my night. I was just like, yeah, think I'm good now, whatever. This is what I mean. I have just never had this many back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back bangers. I mean, whoever did this lineup, which was probably Mario because it was his event and stuff like that, great fucking job on the bangers, man. They were just there in full force. And the fucked up part about, I didn't even get to try everything either. My boy Eric was there from M77. We got to try his. His Reposado, people, is dropping on the 13th of this month. That's literally 2 weeks from now. His Blanco is phenomenal. He's selling it out like hotcakes. It's going quick. I finally got to try, and I'm sure you've seen this bottle too, Manuscripto, which is the photo is horrible, whatever, the lighting, whatever shit.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
It's one of those popular brands that's out there. I got to try their Blanco, their high proof, and the Repo. He asked me which one of that high proof, dude. Oh, my God. Funny enough, Yoon liked the Repo more. And I was just like, that Repo is like a point below maybe the high. I was like, it's so – I could flip-flop it if I wanted to, whatever. But that high proof, Cody, that lingering, dude. Oh, that shit stayed in your soul. I felt that shit deep. I was like, I said, I think the Repo, I was like, I don't think I tasted because of that high proof. That high proof is just, it won't go away. It will not vanish.
The finishing power, if you will.
Yeah. Had that Gold Ranger power, baby. Had that Gold
power,
Ranger
power.
Power, 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 power. I want to do a side-by-side, though, with the previous batch of Reposado and the new batch for Cabal. To see, because I was just like, ooh, I was like, I taste some of that first batch, but I was like, I think I might like the first batch more or whatever, but I need to go back because that was about a year ago, actually, now that since I've had it or whatever shit. I was like, ooh. I'm trying to think, did I miss any brands? Because I got to give every fucking brand got to get a shout out here that was there. If I missed you, every fucking brand can get it. I mean, Insulino, that was one of my bangers of the night or whatever. I know Casa Mate was I just love their shit, dude. It's like, when we talk about tequila being in its purest form, mainly with Blancos, nobody does it better than Casa Mate. And the bottle looks like this. This is their Repo that they haven't released or whatever, but the Blanco looks the same. It's just a blue label. You get it cheap too, $50. And it's got like that high proof taste to it too. You wouldn't even know the difference because it's got a little bit of I think it's a 46% alcohol, I believe. So it's got a little bit of a sting there with that black pepper spice on it and everything. Phenomenal shit, man. Oh my God. I can't compliment, the pours I had. Like, I don't know how many bottles I just named, but I easily could have did a top 10 list with that right there. And I'd have been satisfied. That's how amazing that was. Great fucking event. I know the event in Arizona is next week. Everybody's asking. I was like, I didn't even know that was next week. So I was like, I ain't fucking doing that. A lot of motherfuckers like driving. I don't do that driving shit. So,
yeah, that's a good amount of driving right there.
Yeah. But apparently that's the big event. We got ours in LA. So I was just like, I don't need to make it to that one because we got an LA so coming up in August. So, but I will be probably at the one in Arizona April 3rd, people. That is the one where you can use promo code JB to get your 10% off on tickets. I'll probably be at that one or whatever. I'm trying to line to people saying I'm not going to be there, but most likely I will. So hopefully they don't listen to this because everybody's like, oh, we want to see you get down here in Arizona and come see what that Arizona tequila life be like. And I was like, well, shit, if it's like this and shit in LA, then yeah, I got to come try that. That's the thing. Haven't even scratched the surface yet in this tequila world, honestly, because it is just, oh, so good.
It's dense.
It's so fucking dense. So dense. So, but great shit, man. Oh, great stuff, dude. They had the little cigar booth too. Bought some cigars and all that, man. You just great fucking burgers. Them burgers was fire. Nachos there. Didn't even get any of that. I feel like I'm missing a brand, but I don't think I am. I love that Blue Wine and Spirits was there to sell the bottles that of each booth that was there and giving discounts on it too as well. That was fucking phenomenal. I think they had brown bags lined up. You get the bottle, pick it up at the end of the day, whatever. But like, yeah, I got that. This one's called, by the way, the 16-year-old is called Fuego. Fuego, by the way, people. That's Fuego. And this is bottle number 276. Oh, shit, I was wrong, Cody. It's aged for 16.5 years. Got to put that point in there.
Okay, 16 and a half.
Yeah, I gotta throw that point in there. Ceramic bottle. I love the fucking metal plate that's right here, too. It looked like it's probably like a little bit of the marine stuff. It's a small batch. What does that say? Distill Jalisco. Oh, no shit. This comes from NOM 1414. And if anybody knows what comes from NOM 1414, all of Sergio Cruz's shit.
What do you know?
What the fuck?
Coincidence?
Your Lost Lords, your Yayos, your Insulinos, it's like that all comes from 1414. So yeah, there you go. So that's a fan favorite here on the last drop. So 1414, we love that nom. But Casa Loyo, the one we saw at Fuck You Fest, Jung took their booklet. He was so invested in their stuff. They grow their own agave there on their distillery, dude. And 8,000 acres, by the way, of their own agave, and they do a different style of cooking, which we didn't get to talk about at Fuck You Fest because, number one, it was like we were kind of just tired of that day because we was getting fucked over left and right.
We were drunk too. So
Cody said, I'm gonna get myself fucked up, whatever. I don't know what hit him, but he probably said, fuck this shit. If I'm not gonna get my goddamn bottle, I'm just gonna
What it was.
He's like, fuck this and shit. I'm gonna make sure I enjoy this goddamn night. I know he wasn't too fucked up to know that a Wild Common tastes like shit.
Nah, that shit soaked me up real quick.
Bless your woman's heart, too, by the way. She was trying her best to say, looking at you like, it's not that bad right there. You was looking at like, it almost like you sobered up when she said that. Like, she was trying to be nice. They was right in front of us.
She was trying to be, she was trying to be so nice, man.
And me and you were just looking like, and mind you, Cody was just, I think he was kind of tipsy at that. He wasn't fucked up, whatever. I was still soberish, whatever. And I just looked at him and he didn't look at me at all. He was looking at the glass like, what the fuck they put in this? And bless his woman's heart, she was really trying her best. She's like, just to shut us too. She's like, please don't. Like, I already got a big mouth. And I'm sure she's probably thinking drunk Cody gonna say some shit or whatever. And she's like, look, this is my first of tequila. I am not trying to leave here on a bad impression or whatever shit with you two motherfuckers together. And we just like, yeah, fuck this booth, dude. I think that might have been when we was like, fuck this VIP shit now going forward. With
I think so. I think that's what tipped over the iceberg. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah. So, shout out to Cody's woman for trying to hold it down on a...
Indeed.
For trying to be the good Samaritan, by the way. With two assholes, by the way. Make your shit better than next time. Not the audacity to be
that simple.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't fuck up our experience, though, because Casa Loyo was right next to them. I'm glad we went to Casa Loyo after to try them, because they had so many different bottles. and they do got a lot of fucking bottles, but they were really good quality stuff. And so I'm glad we got to try it, because I'd have been upset had Wild Common just finished my fucking day and be like, yo, fuck this shit.
That would have been all the way fucked.
I got to get the fuck out of here now, because it was that bad. Like, it was bad, dude. Like, yeah. That made us say fuck Mescal, actually.
Yeah, that was it. That was the clincher right there.
Yeah. And you notice, Cody, ever since we said that, I ain't seen that bottle on the shelf at all.
The fucking Ritz.
Yeah, so I hope they scrapped that shit, by the
fucking
way.
Fucking liquid Band-Aid.
Yeah. The fuck that was. And they tricked us, too. They gave us that high proof first, because we enjoyed that. We was like, ooh, that's good shit right here. That seemed to be the story of a Fuck You Fest, by the way. They kept giving us shit we liked, and then they would give us some shit. We was like, why would you think we'd like this? It happened at that other booth.
With the Hoven. Dos Artes, right?
Dos Artes. They gave us that extra nail, and we was like, ooh, this is. And they gave us a regular nail. We was like, oh, that regular nail is good too. And then they were like, okay, y'all ain't trying shit until you try this. They was hyping that.
Try this. This that good shit.
We sipped that Hoven. We was like, yo, what the?
Yeah, like, what the hell is this?
I don't know how you thought we would like this after those last two. We're like, what? They don't
even. It's like completely different profile and every fucking thing, man. Like, what? This ain't even nowhere near.
I was like, you know what? You almost had a sale there and you kind of fucked it up right now.
Bullshit I'm drinking right now. What the fuck? The audacity.
I can tell you this right now. There was none of that at this event last night.
Oh, yeah. It didn't sound like it. Good. That's the way it had been. Should be ran.
Oh, man. But shout out to Yayo. They hooked your boy up with some merchandise, too, as well. They gave your boy a hat and whatever and shit. Hooked it up with the hat right there. They also got me to let me try that Rosa and Nails. It's not out yet. Shout out to Casamonte. Shout out to Ensuino. Shout out to all the companies that was there. They all hooked it up. They killed it. They fucking killed it. It was a great event. I might be event of the year, even though it was the first one of the year. And plus, I don't know if I'm going to be going to that many this year because I'm trying to save my liver and shit. But, you know, hey. It was funny because me and Ewan went to a bar afterwards, and I just looked at him. And I was just like, I ain't drinking none of that shit on that show, dude. Like, what? I was like, you must
Why am
be-
I here?
Yeah, you going to laugh? I did leave, though. I was like, I straight up left. I left him too, by the way. I was just rocked. I looked at him. I said, I'm leaving, dog. I got to go. I said, and you know, as I was walking back to my car, I could have just been doing better shit with my time, like sleeping. Went to go have dinner with something. Why the fuck am I? First of all, it was empty as fuck. I was like, I don't want to be here. And then we get to the bar. I'm staring at that motherfucker. I literally told the bartender, I just had some of probably the best tequila I've ever had in my life. I'm not about to fuck my palate up with that shit on that shelf there. And she was like, fair enough, I guess, whatever. And then Yoon, bless his heart, he annoyed the shit out of me a little bit there when he ordered that Jameson on the rocks. I was just like, all right, I got to go. That shit, dude, I don't know why it bothered me so much. When I saw her pour that shit in that, I just looked at that. I was like,
had to get something, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what it was. He just had to get something. He was just like, yeah, that's the most they got. And I just looked at it. I said, they're not getting a fucking dime out of me.
Damn, that's depressing. Fuck that.
Oh, it really was. It kind of depressed the night a little bit. Whatever. Yeah. First of all, the environment of how dead and shit it was. I mean, there was like literally four people in this motherfucker. And I was just like, ooh. I was like, I ain't feeling this at all. I was like, I was like, I only came out to see what the vibe would be like and if it was going to be some drinks that was worth it. I was like, this ain't it right here. Luckily for him, it was a friend of his. I think she worked there they got to catch up on some stuff, whatever. And I was just like, all right, I'm going to just do that Homer Simpson shit where I just back away slowly, get the fuck out of here or whatever and shit. Yeah, that Jameson on the rock, that shit looks so sad. And I just stared at that motherfucker. I was like, I wanted to, when he was talking to his friend, I wanted to just chug that shit over the bar so badly. Like, don't ever pour that shit again after drinking that good-ass tequila you just had. But anyway, enough talk about that. Okay, people, it is El Tesoro month here on The Last Drop. It is yours truly week here. And we already know what I was pouring. I got that El Tesoro Añejo Yamazaki cask. This came out in October or November, I believe. And I got my hands on a bottle late last year, like December-ish maybe. I got it at a high proof. MSRP says $200. I don't think I've seen it for $200 though anywhere. I've seen it for like $179 at the most, which was at K&L. I got mine for $159. That was at High Proof in Fullerton. I guess they couldn't go lower than $159 or whatever, because I don't think I've seen it cheaper than that nowhere else. Everybody knows that El Tesoro is owned by Suntory, which Suntory bought Jim Beam. So Suntory is a conglomerate basically at this point. And what they've been doing so far is they got these, what do they call it? I think it's the Moon. What is this? The Moon Dial Collection. And basically what the Moon Dial Collection is they have a bunch of stuff that they've aged in Suntory Beam products. They have a LaForque one, which is owned by Suntory. People didn't know that probably. They have a Knob Creek one, which is owned by Suntory. Knob Creek's owned by Basil Hayden. And I think that's it, actually. It's just those three. And now the Yamazaki one. So first time opening this bad boy. Comes in this nice little fine gift wrapping paper. You know what it feels like? It feels like a BTAC bottle. It's got like a feeling of that. Okay. A little bit slimmer, but
it's got that flare.
Got that flare on it. Where, got a little sticker on it. Okay, they really did gift wrap this shit. Got a little sticker. We're going to have to cut you up because we don't give a fuck about that no more. We're going to have to cut you. To quote what's her name from Harlem Nights, now I got to cut you. You done shot me in my pinky toe. Hold up. Wait a minute. Damn, they really wrapped this motherfucker nicely. Shit. Damn.
That's the presentation. Premium.
Shit, I might keep that a little bit. Hold on, throw that wrapping paper over there.
Nice ass wrapping paper.
It really was some nice. Okay, that logo, that label is clean and a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got that regular El Tesoro logo on there. I have the El Tesoro bottle here, actually. Yeah. Side by side, yeah, kind of look like that. But threw a little extra more on the bottom there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Got a little medallion here. That's nice. Yamazaki 12-year-old Japanese whiskey is what it was aged in. Okay. What is it? Oh, I like the cap. It's a stone cap, too. I'm sure this is kind of like a Cabal with the what was it? The high proof, right? The still string?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. El Tesoro tequila aged in Yamazaki Japanese whiskey. So I open this bad boy up. I'm going to open this bad boy. I know Cody's excited about this one because
very curious about it. Very curious about it.
Out of all these bottles that El Soro had, I think this one had got the most hype release. Mm. So I don't really remember hearing too much. I know that Basil Hayden one. I don't remember anybody talking about that one. So
right. Yeah. This one, to me, it just feels like it'll probably be the most unique out of the flavor profiles of all of them.
I agree. I don't think... This is a really nice fucking bottle. I love the style and shape of this bottle, by the way. Ooh, synthetic cork, but I like how the cork looks like it's like a grainy, like... Oh, sorry. It's got that graininess look to it or whatever and stuff. I kind of like that. And it's heavy as fuck, too, so... But that nose, dude, that shit hit me right away. Good Lord, that smelled good. Holy shit. That smells good. A lot of pepper on there. Right off the bat, the pepper comes through. It's very aromatic, too, as well. Close this bottle back, because we can't have that just spilling out, because this bottle costs too goddamn much. I've heard some people say the price is a little steep, but some people said it was worth it, so...
All right.
We'll find out then.
Mr. JB.
God damn. Shit, that shit hit my eye. I wasn't expecting that. That hit me a little harder. Hold on. Hold on now. Oh, shit. That's got a little kick. What's the 42% ABV? Okay. Damn, dude. That floral note on there is heavenly. Oh. Get a little tobacco hint on there, too. Oh, some honey on there. Just a little bit of honey. A little smooth. Damn, that shit, that ethanol, dude, just runs right through the nose, dude. But it don't sting to where it's like, ooh, I can't even sniff that. It like kind of flow. I think the honey sweetens it up a little bit. Very like oaky and mineralistic on there too as well. Maybe like a apricot or like a kind of like an almond, maybe like almond nuts or something. Oh my God, the ethanol in this is like fucking fantastic though, dude. Mm. Very aromatic, very fucking aromatic. That agave is just like, it's like a flower, basically. I mean, that's probably the flower, but it's like, it's just flowing, dude. It is. God, that is a really fucking great nose. There's the color profile on there.
Very, it's like a pale gold. Yeah. Like it. Clean.
Pale gold. Kind of got like that champagne-ish
mm-hmm.
color there a little bit. Chardonnay colors, if you will. All right, we're going in for the sip on this because that nose is amazing. That nose smells great. Swirled it around a little bit. Hold up. I got another sip of that. It's warm as hell. On that finish, too, it is super warm. You feel that shit. It hugs the throat area. And I couldn't tell what kind of nuts those was on the nose, but it's definitely almonds. But they're like, they're roasted almonds, though. The minerals still coming through there as well, too. Still has the one note, though, that sticks out more so than the that warm spice and the almonds, whatever, is the honey. The honey is just really flowing. It is like super. It's not even sweet, neither. That's the thing, too. There's a little sweetness behind it, obviously probably coming from the honey. But it's not like overbearing to where it's like, oh, that's a little too sweet or whatever. No, I think the honey kind of balances everything out. There's like some sherry notes on there too as well, which makes sense because Yamazaki 12 has sherry notes on as well. So, very warm. It's like a. Oh, is that like, like a toffee type thing on there too as well? Cocoa beans? Yeah, like cocoa beans, some almonds. It's that warmth just stays too. I was thinking like it would have died down by like the third sip or whatever and shit, but no, it just sticks, that lingering sensation going on. It's very long and lingering. Sherry notes are coming through. There's like some ripe dried fruit in the background as well too. You can definitely tell there's oak in that characteristic too as well. And when the dried fruit, I'm thinking like more like some red type fruit, like red berries type of thing or whatever. Definitely spices. I mean, obviously there's like spices and pepper going on in the background there. A little cayenne pepper, maybe black pepper thing going on there. This is really fucking good. This is really good right here. I'm trying to think of a negative. As far as the añejos go, wow. I don't remember when an añejo, I'm trying to remember the last time it had that lingering warm sensation or whatever. Usually most añejos, they're more a little bit more on the caramel, sweeter side on the finish, and they don't really linger as long. I'm sure me and Cody probably had something that was in a similar profile range like this, whatever. I just can't think of it right now. And if it was, it probably was a special añejo. Wasn't like a regular añejo or anything like that. I'm kind of shocked by that too, though, because granted, I don't remember the last time I had Tesoro's regular añejo, but Yamazaki is not like lingering like that. Especially Yamazaki 12. It's more on the fruit floral essence on the finish. And this one's just got like kind of, I don't want to say, actually, yeah, I guess it's like raw power, to be honest. It's like a lot of strength going on back there. So I don't know if that's probably the El Tesoro itself, because Yamazaki really don't have that kind of kick and punch at the end or whatever. It's more on the sweeter, softer side or whatever, which is why it's so enjoyable. Fuck, dude. I could drink this all day, though. I could drink this all day. Oh, that price point. I don't know if I could buy another bottle though, you know? So pricey. $159 is what I got it for, but what is it going for? Like in Cody's area, like $169, $179-ish or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
that one store is the one time I saw it for $159. That's kind of, it's pricey. That's really fucking pricey. I know we'll probably, maybe we'll see it drop down like the other ones did, because those kind of dropped a lot actually. They went down to like between $90 to $110, if you will. Or if you're a fuck remedy or whatever, apparently you're $81, but you don't have them in stock, I guess. So unless you get it online.
The weekly fuck remedy.
even though the shit's insert. Sitting on the show. Yeah, you just got it. You know the funny stuff? Yoon thought I was telling his story when he was listening to the episode. Because that same thing happened to him at Remedy, by the way.
Damn, well. So they really do treat everybody like that. That's crazy.
Yeah. He tried to buy a Ford Laser from them, and they did that to him. He was like, oh, I got to buy it online? He was like, all right, I'll buy it right. The same thing like he said, I did. He was like, I'll buy it right here then or whatever. Yeah, they were like, no, you have to pay for the shipping. And he was like, what? He's like, then I might as well go pay secondary then, because with the shipping and everything included.
Why the fuck does it say I could pick this shit up at the store on your fucking website? Make that shit make sense to me.
What did we say that? Oh, yeah, fuck Remedy. Yeah, I just want to put that. I just want to say that one more fucking time. Fuck yeah, that store gives me a headache the more I think about shit like that. Dude. That honey, dude, it just hits the tip of your palate. It is so fucking tasteful. Like it's like sweet right there, but it's so perfectly balanced on the back end too with the finish and everything. I think the only thing I'm hating on this right now is that fucking price point, but I might even, I can't believe I'm saying, I might let this slide on that because it's so fucking well good, dude. It really has that combination of El Tesoro tequila, Yamazaki burnt into one or whatever. It really is like something probably we should different mix and match, because this really is a world of mix and matching right here. And I'm really getting that full essence of the Yamazaki sherryness of it, and also the tequila agave forward of it as well too. But also too, I will say, shout out to them doing an Añejo on this, because I don't really recall too many Añejos tasting like this or having that warm sensation. I don't know where the fuck that came from, whatever. It's almost like a high proof type feeling in the sensation there, because it's still there. It's still lingering and stuff, and you can still taste it. Almost kind of like it's got that wooden, earthy mineral spice going on there, whatever. But it's like really warm, great winter drink. And basically, that's how I always looked at Suntory, or especially Yamazaki. I always thought of it more of as a winter drink. I don't know why. It just felt like it's just cozy around the campfire type deal, because of its like sweetened essence of it that it has, and that floral essence or whatever. It just feels like something you'd be around a campfire on a snowy day around or something like that. The black pepper and these wood spices that are hitting there, man, they kind of just keep the thing flowing. But the honey though, I don't know if that's the mixture right there of how it's keeping it perfectly balanced, but that little bit of sweetness right there is adding a little bit extra to it that I'm enjoying a lot. I gotta tell you, I'm kind of thrown off a little bit by this. I was not expecting this. I was expecting a 2.5 out of realisticness. I was like, it probably will taste more like tequila. Probably not going to get much of a Yamazaki essence in it. But if we come to learn with these tequilas, you kind of, whenever they do these agings in whiskey barrel, you kind of do get a little bit of essence of that whiskey. And this is continuing the trend of keeping it. The only thing I hate about it is that price. I will say, though, I could drink this daily, and also, too, I would love to share this with other people, too, as well, because I want to get their thoughts on it, because it's got a lot of uniqueness going on, a lot of characteristics going on. It's very, very fucking, very well-crafted, I must say. This is what you talk about when you come to crafting something in the spirit as this. So,
it sounds like exactly the tequila I had in mind when I first read the description, when I first actually heard of it.
You know, that's funny because I think we did talk about it, and I think you're right about that. Yeah, it's kind of doing what we thought it was going to do.
Yeah,
we wanted,
which is fantastic.
Which is fantastic or whatever, because 9 times out of 10, that don't fucking happen. So that it's just like, that doesn't happen at all, whatever. So it's doing exactly what it needs to do. I cannot find one. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is those two pots right there. I can't read that. It's in Spanish. beautiful. Don Felipe, beautiful fucking grape pour here. Carlos Camarena. He's a distiller. I know he does some other shit too as well. But that name is pretty good. I know he's made some other good shit, whatever. He did a great fucking job with this name because I think Cody summed it up best. It's doing everything that I kind of read that I thought it would do. And then some. Perfectly well crafted and very much unique too. So, yeah, before I give a rating, Cody, any thoughts or you got on this or?
No, I'm just excited to try it myself mm-hmm. one of these days. Because like I just said earlier, it sounds like exactly everything I wanted it to be.
Yeah, definitely does. That honey is so good, dude. That shit tastes like candy. That shit tastes like candy. What I love about it too is that warm sensation in the back. It don't make you forget about them other notes. You taste every little bit of everything in there. That honey, I love how they crafted this. Whatever, that honey stays in the front, and it probably is some in the back. But the spices are back there and everything. Those fruit flavors, that oakiness as well, a little bit, whatever. The berry flavors and stuff. And then, like, on the front end, you're getting, like, those almonds, those roasted almonds and shit like that. So, yeah, this is – I'm enjoying this. Honestly, this is something you have with dinner. This is a dinner drink right here. You get a little dinner, get you a steak and lobster, some shrimp or something like that, or some shrimp scampi. You pour this with this or whatever. This, go ahead and pour me another little bit of this. Cause
yeah.
I'm actually
a little top it. Off right there.
A little top off, a little something right there. Just a little something right there. Yeah, dude, I'm excited. I would be excited to share this with people. This is definitely a conversational piece, whatever, because you want to just hit all those notes. And I'm almost certain I'm missing some things in that the tasting profile I just gave, whatever. But it's got, as you can see, it's complex as hell. A lot of complexity going on in there, but perfectly well balanced. They did a phenomenal job on that, El Tesoro. So I'll just say this, El Tesoro month, you're off to a great start already because I'm giving this a last drop.
There it is.
Yeah, I got to give this a last drop.
Hot start. You like it?
Yeah, I got to give that a last drop. That is so fucking good, dude. It's almost like kind of like a almond milk flavor on the palate. Like it's like a milky type feeling there or whatever and stuff. Not like oily, but like milk type or whatever and stuff. So it's kind of refreshing, to be honest. In a crazy world of like where it's all extra strong on the back end or whatever, but like really like heavenly on the front end as well too. That honey just cinches the deal for me. What a great note that is. See, I'm giving that a last drop, man. This is, I smoke a cigar with this too, by the way.
Versatile. All right.
Yeah, it's got a lot of versatility to it. A lot of complexity, like I said too. A lot of complexity. Yeah, if I was like thinking 3.5 whatever and shit, but I was like, man, I'm dropping a last drop on this because I want more. I want more of it. Probably not enough to buy another bottle. I mean, it would depend. I'll wait and see like 6 months from now. If it goes down in price, definitely then. Yeah. $159. I think this bottle will last me for quite some time anyway. We're in El Tesoro month. We're going to be drinking some time. So, this continues the trend of I love that Suntory bought Jim Beam. So, they're doing amazing shit. I don't know what Jim Beam was doing before, sitting on a bunch of products and shit, but, Suntory's killing it for me. I know people are mad about that new Booker's special edition that's coming out this year or whatever because it's a cinnamon bear finished or some shit like that or whatever and stuff. And I know people are pissed about it, but the last two Booker's special reserves that I tried were fucking phenomenal. So they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. As I said in the previous review for last year's, I want them to experiment with whatever. Just try it out. Fuck it. I want to try it. So... last drop.
There it is.
Yeah, last drop right there.
Hell yeah.
So, next week, people, your boy Cody will be here. It's his week.
I'm up at bat.
He's up at bat excited, or whatever. Man. Shit. Yeah.
Excited.
Yeah, he's Mookie Betts on this team right now. Yeah. We're relying on him. We're relying on him. He's like Mookie.
You got Soro. Keep the streak going.
Yeah, you got to keep the streak going.
I'm expecting a last drop next week. Don't fail me, El Tesoro. Counting on you.
I just want a last drop too as well. So we're going to get out of here now. I don't know. Yeah. We're about to get out of here, people. So thanks for tuning in. Peace and blessings, like I said, to Ricky and his family as well. Once again, want to shout that out again. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.